Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone in the Cincinnati area to come and join Teresa and I as we gather around Jesus and Mary in prayer this Thursday night, March 27th at 7 p.m. at Xavier High School there in Cincinnati. You can find all the details at schooloffaith.com, but Teresa and I will stick around all night for whoever wants to join us for friendship and good conversation. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. There's a fascinating episode that occurs during the Israelites wandering in the desert. It reveals something profound about the way God works. It's the story of the bronze serpent. The Israelites begin complaining again. But this time, it's not just about lacking food. They're complaining about the very food God miraculously provided for them. So God allows poisonous serpents to overrun the camp, serpents whose bite brings death. And what's the result? Repentance. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, speaking against the Lord." Then the Lord shows mercy. He instructs Moses to make a serpent out of bronze and mount it on a crossbar attached to a pole that he can lift high enough where everyone can see it. And after that, whenever an Israelite was bitten by one of the serpents, he needed only to look at the bronze serpent, and he was healed. In other words, God turns the very effects of evil into the cure for evil. He takes what harms us and makes it the instrument of our healing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The poisonous serpents in the camp were the direct result of the Israelites' rebellion. The physical poison was the outward effect of their spiritual fault. But look what happened. The physical disaster led to repentance and return to God. So the venomous serpents became both the effect and the cure for Israel's sin. Likewise, the bronze serpent itself. God used the very image of the disaster to bring about healing. It was the serpent that became the cure for the serpent's bite. That's how God works. It's not enough for him merely to defeat evil. He overcomes evil by turning it against itself and making it serve his supremely good purposes. God doesn't just tolerate evil, nor does he crush it by sheer force. He conquers it artfully, causing it to be the means of its own destruction. And in this way, his victory is absolute. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. When Jesus speaks to Nicodemus, he explicitly compares himself to the bronze serpent. He says, just as Moses lifted up the bronze serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. That's right. If the bronze serpent is the sign that God brings order out of disorder, then Christ raised on the cross is the supreme expression of God's unfathomable genius. The bronze serpent was the sign of physical sickness lifted up by God to bring about physical healing. Christ on his cross is where all evil, physical and moral, is concentrated in a single moment. The supreme abomination of torturing pure goodness to death. And yet, this is how all evil is healed. Christ, lifted up on the cross, opens the way to spiritual healing, to resurrection in a glorified body, and to life everlasting. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The path to salvation lies in recognizing that God can bring good out of evil, out of any evil. He brought repentance out of a snake's poison. He brought the antidote to a snake's poison out of a snake. And he brought the salvation of the world and the defeat of death out of the vicious murder of his dearly beloved son. Do you understand what that means? It means that no matter how awful things are, no matter what the situation, no matter how stupid or sinful of things we've done, God will use it all to triumph. Now, evil is always evil. It's always something to be avoided, to be shunned, to be striven against. But God is always God. He's always stronger than evil. And not only stronger, but so creative that he will orchestrate things so that any sin and misfortune will contribute to his saving plan. God is winning. No matter what the dysfunction and suffering and brokenness, God is going to bring the greatest possible good out of every imaginable evil, be that suicide, horrible addictions, hideous illnesses, or debilitating mental and emotional problems, or even war. No matter what the evil, God is winning. All those serpents are no match for the bronze serpent he is crafting. All that sickness and suffering and death are no match for the King of Victory who hangs upon the cross. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. We have to follow God's example and use the suffering that comes from sin as the antidote to sin. So many of our sufferings are really the result of our own sins. So many of our grievances and resentments, well, they come from our pride. So many of our financial anxieties, they come from buying too big of a house or spending irresponsibly in other ways. So many of our fragilities come from overindulging ourselves in food or drink or sex or entertainment. So this Lent, one of the main goals has to be to accept whatever sufferings come our way and not complain. When the Israelites complained, things got worse. But when they turned their sufferings into opportunities for repentance, things got better. And we can be bronze serpents to each other as well by patiently enduring our sufferings. We can be examples to them. And by offering up our sufferings with Christ on his cross, we can assist in saving the world from the effects of sin the way he did. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what do you think about this idea that if we would just accept the consequences that have flown from our bad or sinful choices, then those consequences become the greatest remedy for our healing, the greatest reparation for our sin.
Yeah.
It's built right in.
Yeah. It's, I think, first of all, what an insane, incredible metaphor of the antidote being taken from the venom.
Yeah.
That is, because that's what Christ does in the crucifixion. He says, your sin has brought death into this world, and through my death, I will take sin out of it.
Yes.
Out of you. That's incredible. But I think we see this is just how, on the atomic level, everything works in our lives. I think of every struggle between friends is an opportunity that you could go 10 times deeper if you go through the thing.
Yes.
Like if you have a problem with someone and you two are in conflict, coming to reconciliation with them will deepen your friendship. It doesn't have to ruin it if you handle it correctly. And that's true with God when it comes to our sins, when we bring them to him and we say, I am humbled by this. I am sorrowful because of this, and it makes me love your mercy more, and I understand it better. This is true all the time with everything that we mess up.
How do we overcome the resentments that come?
I wish I knew.
I wonder. Not always. I mean, there are situations where we suffer and it's 100% because of somebody else. But normally, or I'd say often, the suffering that comes through relationships is partially, if not 50-50, our fault.
Mm-hmm. Usually takes a long time to realize our part in things.
But I wonder if a lot of the resentment that comes comes from refusing to accept our part in it.
Yeah, as well as I'd say the same way to say that exact same thing, but feels more practical in the moment. No matter who the blame falls on, you are still the one who is in charge of your decisions. So no matter what, the next step has to be you putting yourself before that person again and loving them again and let's forget the word blame, taking the responsibility for how it moves forward.
Excellent. Okay. That's an excellent principle. I can take responsibility for how it moves forward because I can take responsibility for my own behavior, which is the only thing I can.
Yeah.
And that, I think that is the way out of resentment.
Yeah.
Is I'm going to take responsibility for my behavior in moving forward, which would probably mean first I have to forgive myself and the other person. I don't think we can move forward until we can forgive ourselves and the other person.
It's a desire for that reconciliation as well to say, what we're going through together, this is awful, but I want it to be good again. Instead of that, I know I'm so familiar with that want for more destruction, that want for more almost revenge in many ways. But to put that instinct aside and say, I want you and I want us to be friends. I don't want you to suffer more because I'm suffering. I want us to stand before God and say we are friends. And that is hard.
Yeah.
And that takes that responsibility and that acknowledgement that you can't just say, No, I want you to want that. I want you to do all the work. I'm going to stand here and wait. You fix this. It means no matter who is to blame, throw that out of it. It means I'm responsible for our relationship.
Right, what gets in my way are all of these realities, these consequences, this pain, these situations that I'm stuck in now as a result of somebody's decision, my own or other people's, and now that there's this mess.
Yeah.
And I don't want to embrace the mess. But if I could learn to accept the mess, it actually brings my healing.
And within that healing, I do think we find something more beautiful in the context of all that pain. And you can really love people much deeper.
So it's trusting that no matter what the mess is that's in your life, that's the antidote. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. It's trusting that with God, no matter what the mess or the pain, that's the antidote.
Because it also, I think part of the way that love is doubled in this is that you look at it and you go, I am going to love you with all of your mess included. And suddenly you feel 10 times more secure and loved by God because you can understand how he would love you with all your mess included.
Well, now then the question is, can we love ourselves with all our own mess?
Yeah. I think you can shed a lot of anxiety when you can accept that in others and begin to fathom that people could also accept you. You can accept yourself.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that is coming with us.
If we could each in our own life look at what we consider the poison in our life and realize that that's also the antidote.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we think is the poison in our life, and by that I don't mean continuing in sin or continuing in occasions of sin. I don't mean that. I mean the situations, the circumstances, the things in your life that have come as a result that you can't change. That if those things that we, that kind of poison that we see that we rebel against, if we could accept that poison, if we could accept that venom, it becomes the antidote.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to accept it, trusting in God.
Yeah.
That's our antidote. It's powerful. Well, let's accept the antidote that comes from the venom.
Yeah, I think My Chemical Romance once said, "Thanks for the venom."
Oh, that's good.
That's for a small portion of our audience and no one else.
Thanks for the venom. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.